USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In his view, he has been falsely accused of rape.
That's Harvey Weinstein's lawyer moments after Weinstein pleaded not guilty to rape and criminal sex act charges in New York City this morning.
And I intend to help him win this case fair and square on the merits or the lack of merits.
Lawyer Ben Brofman speaking after the movie mogul was arraigned on charges brought last week by a Manhattan grand jury. Weinstein accused of raping a woman in 2013 and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004. Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's being accused of trying to influence witnesses in the criminal case against him. A new court filing says he called, texted, and sent encrypted messages to two people in a bid to influence their testimony in the case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
The U.S. Supreme Court finds in favor of a Colorado baker named Jack Phillips, who was sued by a gay couple after he refused to create a custom cake for the gay couple's wedding. He had cited his religious beliefs. Charlie Craig, the plaintiff in the case, was thanking everyone for their support yesterday at a rally after the ruling was made public. However, he also expressed disappointment.
Our case is not unique. Every day across the country, LGBTQ people face discrimination in every facet of life.
Iran is going to start ramping up its ability to enrich uranium, and reports in Iranian media say that it will be telling the UN nuclear watchdog of its plans today. The move coming less than a month after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the international agreement that was meant to curb Iran's nuclear weapons program. Eight states have primary voting today, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration insisting it is still going to be tough on North Korea. A week from today, that summit's supposed to happen between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Yesterday, White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders said there's been no change in policy towards North Korea. President Trump had said last week he doesn't want to use the term maximum pressure anymore because he says the U.S. and the North are starting to get along. Civil defense officials on the Big Island of Hawaii say a river of lava swallowed about three dozen more homes over the weekend. Lava from the Kilauea volcano destroying a total of about 120 homes now since it began erupting over a month ago. Almost all of the 500 people who live in the Kapoho community and the vacation land development have now been evacuated, and helicopters did rescue the last of them late Sunday after lava cut off one of the roads out of that area. And Dolly Parton is getting a Netflix series. It says that Parton is going to serve as singer, songwriter, executive producer, and will appear in the 8-episode series, each of which will be based on one of her songs. The 47-time Grammy Award nominee thanking Netflix for their support, saying she hopes the show will inspire and entertain. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.